Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Orion Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AIRRF. We are chatting with the CEO, Maddie Talica. Now, this is the first time that we're having Maddie on the show. In prior interviews, we did have on the non-executive chairman, Dave Lotan. But now, chatting with Maddie, since it is your first time on, Maddie, I think some of our listeners are up to date on Orion Resources and the focus in Finland. But again, since it's your first time on, we want to hear from you in terms of the overall strategy of the company. Big picture here with the focus in Finland. Please give us a quick summary of what the vision is for Orion Resources, please.
Oh, of course, and good day, Corey and Shad. It's nice to meet you guys, and thanks for having me in your program. And for those who are not familiar with Orion, you know, we are Finland-focused Canadian exploration company. We have already made several high-grade and near-surface discoveries, and we have a district-scale land package within an emerging gold camp in Finland. So we have our own 100% properties where we have these high-grade discoveries, and we also have a significant joint venture with B2 Gold.
All right, Maddie, let's focus on that relationship and the JV with B2 Gold, because really throughout the month of October, the later part of October, we had a number of news releases. October 18th, B2 Gold provided notice to exercise its option on the properties in northern Finland. We also, on October 25th, had three drill holes released from an ongoing 5,000-meter program that outlined a new discovery. And we also had October 2018, that was a whole other agreement with B2 Gold for another property. Just take us through, big picture, the relationship that Orion Resources has with B2 Gold now, please.
So we have a long-term and very, very good relationship with B2 Gold on this joint venture. The joint venture area, it covers extensive area, over 300 square kilometers, along this major crustal scale structure, which cuts through the central Lapland Greenstone Belt. And there are already a number of discoveries and has exceptional potential, as evidenced by these, you know, new, very, very exciting results, what were released just a week ago. And if I really quickly jump into those right away, so it would appear that we are onto a new discovery here. Only the second and third holes, you know, of this 5,000-meter program that we have ongoing there returned broad zones of gold mineralization close to surface with intercepts of 1.8 grams per ton gold over 52 meters and 1.4 grams per ton gold over 30 meters. And when we put this into context, you know, our neighbor, I'm sure you've been following the success Huber Resources has had with their Ikkari discovery. You know, we are only 1.5 kilometers from the Ikkari deposit with these new holes. And as you know, Ikkari discovery has very, very rapidly grown into 4 million ounce deposit only within 18 months from the discovery hole and at the drill meterage and the capital required, which were a fraction of the industry average. And furthermore, you know, the Ikkari discovery hole, as they note in their website, was 54 meters at 1.5 grams per ton gold. And so our discovery holes here are of similar grade and width. And they occur in the same geologic formation as Ikkari. And that same geological formation extends over 8 kilometers into our joint venture property. And we also have tens of kilometers of same type of geological sequence in our 100% owned property. So all this was going on, and what we have now released over the past few weeks, it all makes us very, very excited.
Well, Maddie, I was going to ask you about that because it does really remind me of some of the discovery holes that Rupert made at Ikkari. And since your deposit is on that exact same trend and very close to it and seeing the same kind of initial first holes, and it's just early days still, first couple holes, but what will the follow-up program be on this drilling to confirm that it could be something of an analog to the Ikkari deposit? What will B2 Gold and Orion be doing as the next sequence of drilling to test that thesis?
Yes, so we are currently approximately halfway through a 5,000-meter drilling program, which is planned to be drilled during the second half of this year. We started to drill in early August, And, you know, this is the turnaround time we face at the moment. So only now we got the results for the first three holes, which were drilled in early August. So since then, we moved the rig further to the west within the same corridor, but further to the west, and tested a number of other geochemical and geophysical targets that we have identified there. But now, of course, with these sort of results and indications, now we get the rig back to this newly identified zone of mineralization, and we'll start to test the extension of these broad zones.
So, Matty, what was some of the work that led up to you guys, at least, or you and B2 Gold, initially testing this area? Because the first two out of three holes here, those are not good holes. So whatever targeting work you guys did clearly was valid and useful. What was some of that work?
All areas within, you know, this Kutuvuoma Ikkari trend is covered by overburden. So we don't have any outcrops there. So we need to rely on geophysics, base of till sampling work, and then interpretation of whatever features we may have. And of course, we try to get as much information from the historic work as well. And also, of course, we've been following what Rupert Resources has done. So when we have defined a number of targets based on this geophysics, geochemical work, and now we are testing these in a systematic way. And it turned out to be that the first target here hit already something significant.
Another question that comes up, Matty, is, you know, you said it was an 8-kilometer mineralized trend, which is a pretty big land package to go explore. And you said there's even more than that on some of your other lands that you own 100%. So while it'll be crucial to go back and test that area where you've made these discovery holes, because to your point and to Corey's point, obviously there's some smoke there and you need to go find out what, you know, what the source of some of this is. But how will you be exploring along the rest of the mineral trend? Because there could be other pockets that are just like this.
Well, this is the beauty, being, you know, the first mover in a new interesting belt. We started to compile the land package, what we currently have and what we have as part of the joint venture, already in 2014 and 15. So it took many years for us to get in this position that we truly have a district scale land package. And, you know, that's the opportunity, what we see. You know, we need to be systematic and, you know, that we collect the information, we use the methods that has proven to be successful, like geophysics and base of till sampling. You know, Ikkari was discovered using that. Sakatti, a major nickel copper discovery by Anglo some years ago, that was discovered by the same methods. So it's, I think it's just we need to approach these targets in a very systematic way. And I believe that we will have many, many new discoveries within this belt. And if we just look at, you know, the situation, what it was 5 years ago, when Orion entered in Finland, and what is now. So we have seen a number, I mean, 10, 15 new discoveries over the past 2-3 years made by Orion and by our neighbors. So I think we are seeing, you know, emerging new gold camp and early phases of the development of, you know, new gold camp. So what is the better place to be than right at the epicenter of such an opportunity?
Hey, Finland definitely has come on the radar just in the last few years due to some very good work and some very good exploration results. I just want you to quickly just recap the JV agreement, even when it comes to some of the ongoing work in terms of who's funding it, B2 Gold, Orion Resources, and again, touching back on that October 18th news release, B2 Gold is increasing its interest in the Finland joint venture. So take us through how all that funding is playing into the exploration, please.
So B2 Gold, recently they gave Orion a notice of their intent to exercise the option to increase their stake in the joint venture to 70%. So at the moment, B2 Gold owns 70% and Orion 30% of the joint venture. B2 Gold has an option to earn additional 5% by completing a feasibility study and fulfilling some other conditions. And recently, B2 Gold also noted us that they are continuing to this third phase of earning. So at the moment, B2 Gold is funding all the exploration activities. However, if at some point Orion would be required to participate on the expenditure, we have put money aside for that as well. Then this new earn-in agreement is actually a separate to the joint venture. So it's an option agreement now for additional area, which is close to, let's say, the northern part of the current joint venture property. And it's an early stage property. And of course, we are keen working with B2 Gold also on this property. And hopefully we can find something exciting there as well.
Yeah, it's always nice to see the validation from a larger producer coming in and getting interested in a mineralized zone. And that just speaks highly of the land package and the prospectivity for exploration. Let's remind people, Matty, though, that you have other properties that are 100% owned by the company that you're still exploring. What other kind of exploration work is going on at present with Orion Resources at some of these other properties?
Yeah, so we have 100% owned properties, Risti and Launi, which we consider super, super prospective as well. And as you know, we already have a number of high-grade near-surface discoveries there. And we have been drilling at the Amorosco high-grade prospect since early September. And we have also recommenced base of till sampling program to follow up many of the anomalies we identified earlier this year. And we had some sort of very interesting and beneficial development for us in the Amorosco area during August this year. As you may know, Amorosco in the past has required a helicopter supported drilling, and that it, of course, it takes, you know, lots of logistical arrangements and is rather expensive as well. However, we have now developed a system to build a temporary rope from blasting mats. So now for the first time, we are able to drive normal, you know, powerful track mounted rig up to the hill and get to the optimum drilling positions. So now we are able to test Amorosco discovery in a better way as well than previously. And that is where we are drilling as we speak.
So Matty, just in summary then, in terms of news flow moving forward for the company, what should investors be expecting? What should they be focused on?
Well, we have three programs ongoing at the moment. The first one is, as I mentioned, we are drilling at Amorosco. We started there in early September. And if we assume, as we had the same turnaround time there now with the B2 Gold results, so 2.5 months, so we are starting to get results from that drilling campaign soon. We also have follow-up work on the base of till sampling program with an aim to identify, let's call it a Kutuvuoma or B2 Gold joint venture or Ikkari style of mineralization, which are hosted in the mafic and ultramafic rocks, and all everything is covered there. So that's another program going. And then we are, you know, halfway through the 5,000 meter drilling program, what we have with B2 Gold. And then, of course, we now have the results for the first holes, and we have been drilling since. So, of course, we expect that we are in a position to start giving regular updates within the next months as well. So we have quite a few things going on, and hopefully we aim to generate good news for our investors and benefit our shareholders and stakeholders.
Okay. When it comes to cash in the bank then and general budget, what can you share with us?
At the end of June, our working capital position was approximately 12 million Canadian. Of course, since then, we've been exploring and we have spent some of that money, but we are well funded and we have money available for all planned exploration activities. And, you know, our team, we have significant capital market expertise. Chairman Dave Lawton, our CFO Mark Sheridan, and our VP of Core Development, Mark Santarosa. And in the past, we have been successful in financing the company in reasonable terms, and that's the way we aim to manage the company also in the future. So the company is run for our shareholders and our stakeholders.
So Matty, because this is your first time on the show, I just want you to provide a little background on your history, preferably in the resource sector. Bring everybody up to speed on what you've done in this sector, please.
Yeah, so I'm a geologist by training, and I've been working in different fronts in the mineral resource industry, all the way from the research, early stage exploration, mining, mineral processing side, and had senior level technical and management roles in exploration, mining, and minerals processing companies. I'm Finnish nationality, even though I now live in Canada, but I, you know, spend my time between Finland and Canada, and that's a good combination for what we need to do for Orion. And then, of course, I've spent a number of years exploring in northern Finland, so that helped us in organizing many of the agreements we need to do in Finland and how we need to operate in Finland to be as sustainable and as efficient as we can.
All right, Maddie, appreciate the update here and appreciate a little background on yourself. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Maddie or the team over at Orion Resources, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you, and we will follow up on the back of some more news. Maddie, thank you for your time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Hey, thank you, Corey and Shad.